The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
In my soul, cause my mind from Long Bay Keys and my bottom come from Lower Fold. But I was born in BMH and I grew up on Carmichael Road. I've been a CV, Bethel Senior High, I ain't never switched to code, no. Now I's a big man, now I's get loose on the stage. Well, my the sick, I spent so much, you could've swear that I just paid. Cause every show I give my all, I's charge you, I'm on the leg. So when the drums start beating, the guitar yuck and the rick and scrape start to play. I got dance, from Winton to Clifton Pear. If you come from New Providence, I want to see you hand them up in the air. Yeah, we gon' dance, from Blue Hill to East Street South. If you never know about Johnny Cake, I can tell you where I come from. I come from Big Daddy, I from the pretty girls have been go jumping new and I left us the road inside. The whole world love to come. The cruise ship sliding up. Johnny Cake, I run. My name is Johnny Cake, I's the one they can't escape. Cause I don't play by no one rules, they don't like how I'm making my own way. See who job bless, no man curse, I ain't care how much they hate. Cause in the club, in the bar, in the boat, in the car, they gon' run my rig and scrape, boy. My name is Johnny Cake, I's travel around the world. They got stuff and big boys singing that, this belly might snatch girl. And you can throw that loose to anyone, I'll even give you the furl. Now let's drink some rum and have some fun, yeah, we gon' kick up all the surd. I got dance, from Winton to Clifton Pear. If you come from New Providence, I want to see you hand them up in the air. Yeah, we gon' dance, from Blue Hill to East Street South. If you never know about Johnny Cake, I can tell you where I come from.
Boy from town, try to keep up if you can. You always know where we run. We explore money like fun. Then we make far from none of my mind. You could tell us from the car. You could tell us from the bike. You could tell us from the talk. Speaker, I tell you whatever you like. You should know us how we spark. You should know us how we row. The hustle and never a stop. You better move out of the way like a cow. You know it's true, we be shutting it down. I'm from the capital, saying it proud. If you from the city, I want you to shout. Sing it aloud, oink. Big Daddy, I from.
Good yawning this morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 17th of August, 2026, and you're on the clock with Aaron Big Daddy I from Nassau Green. It's lots to talk about this morning. I want to start the show with some happy birthdays. Let's say happy birthday to Rhonda Seymour. My good cousin who baked the macaroni and cheese. My other cousin, Antoine Archer-L. Happy birthday to Laura Johnson. That's her Facebook name. Happy birthday to Sophia Richardson. Happy birthday to the one and only Sakani Nash. Happy birthday to Damian Gomez KC. Happy birthday to Delarice Darling Edgecombe. Happy birthday to Samantha Forbes. Happy birthday to my cousin, Amon Madzulu. And happy birthday to Hubert, host, Guardian platform. Also want to say happy belated birthday to Terry Johnson, and I want to say happy belated birthday to Jason Evans, and happy birthday to Samara Johnson. Y'all, I hope y'all are having a great day. I don't know what's up with August. I ain't trying to count 9 months back from August. I don't know what's up with that month. There's plenty, y'all, plenty August birthdays. Good morning. We got lots to talk about this morning. The question for the day, what do you think? What do you think the Prime Minister will say tonight? There's a national address at 8 p.m. It's a national address at 8 p.m. The question for today, what will the Prime Minister say tonight? What will the Prime Minister say? I think it's an important question to ask, because, like, what will the Prime Minister say that the Minister responsible for energy cannot say or is not going to say? So that's the question for today. We got lots of topics to touch on this morning. Let me start with this. Oh, wow. The 21st annual Jackson Burnside III Rush Back to School is Saturday, August the 22nd, 2026, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the One Family Practice Site. At the One Family Practice Site, that's Market Street, Old City Market parking lot. Students are asked to bring their most recent report cards. Students are asked to bring their most recent report cards. That's the 21st annual Jackson Burnside III Rush Back to School. Parents, get your kids out there. Get your kids out there so they could experience, right, a culture of appreciation for education. I think that's important. Also, I got to say good morning and congratulations to my nephew, Tunaz. He lives in Grand Bahama. He's an eighth grade student. He's an eighth grade student. And this year, well, he was an eighth grade student. He's going into ninth grade. But this year, he took 5 BJCs in eighth grade. And I think he got 3 A's and 2 B's, or 2 A's and 3 B's. But I want to say to my little cousin, congratulations. Congratulations. And your grandfather is proud, right? We would say, would be proud of you. But he looking down from heaven. He is proud of you, young man, as are all of the parents who supported their kids in their education journey. All right, a couple of highlights. Puerto Rico, our cousins to the south, Puerto Rico, they are in a water crisis, and some residents have been without water for 100 days plus. 100 days plus. Puerto Rico is experiencing a water crisis, and they currently have like water lockdowns where they're rationing access to water. So I'm wondering, what is my prime minister going to say to me tonight? Are we about to begin a period of energy lockdowns, right, where access to energy is restricted in an organized manner so as to protect the integrity of a crumbling system? Maybe that's what we're going to hear tonight. Also, some more regional news. What is Trinidad's Prime Minister, Kamala Prasad-Bisesar? What is Trinidad's Kamala Prasad-Bisesar willing to trade for a data center? Trinidad got these big, big talks, big, big things. What is the country's leadership willing to trade for a data center? Couple of quick notes. Continue. Local stories. A listener asked me to bring this to the fore, and they said, once again, they are concerned about the movement of jet ski trailers on the public road as they are transported from wherever they are stored to the work site, to a ramp, to the beach. And the listener observation, there seems to be a disregard for the rules of the road with these large vehicles. The largest concern is this constant disregard for the center line in the road, as if the size of your vehicle warrants or permits you traffic controls. That is not so. Even when the lines are not painted in the road properly, you are expected to maintain your half of the road, and you will be adjudicated, right? Adjudicated based on the line that exists, whether it's painted, whether it's visible or not, it exists. That brings me to another encounter. We're talking about the protection of older people. This week we're going to be talking more about the latest bill that has been tabled. And I want to say, y'all don't check for your elder relatives, hey? Y'all don't check for them, hey? Do y'all check to see whether they may or may not need an eye test, like roadworthiness, stuff like that? Let me tell you why. Because on Friday, I had the wildest encounter on the road. I was on Prince Charles. I was heading east. I was crossing over the Fox Hill Light. I was neatly ensconced in my lane. That means I was right where I was supposed to be, according to the law. And then I realized that this very, very fancy car was in my lane with me. Now, how did I realize that? Well, I was looking in my side rear mirror, which means the vehicle was behind me, yet occupying a part of my lane with me. The best part is that they insisted, right? Like as we crossed over Fox Hill Light, as we entered the merge lane, that they insisted that they were going to overtake me while in my lane with me. I could tell y'all something. There's only a few things that stopped me from allowing what would have naturally occurred to happen. The first is my insurance agent. I scared of them because they know the law. The second is I have sense. Your job and my job on the road is to avoid accidents where necessary, whether you at fault or not. Just avoid them. The third is it was a very, very fancy Mercedes. And I know only old people in this town could afford fancy Mercedes. And I wasn't into rowing with no old people on the Friday before my lovely weekend. But perhaps younger generations of Bahamians now have to look to their older counterparts, their family members, and say to them, it is now my time to provide to you what it is you provided to me, which was guidance. And I'm here to guide you to the doctor for an eye test. It's very, very simple. See, we had a traffic fatality this weekend on Fox Hill Road, and preliminary reports suggest that one of the drivers crossed over the center line, right, at speed. They were making speed. One of the drivers crossed over the center line, and I've noticed this alarming trend. So many drivers just are now disregarding the center line. Like, you cannot be in your 60s and your 70s and you don't know how to color within the lines. You can't be 30, 40, 50 and forcing your car into other people's lanes while their cars are there because you don't want to hit the manhole cover. Or you don't like how the road is wobbled right there. Bahamians are extremely frustrated with their life circumstances. They may be unable or unwilling to articulate it out loud, but we can see, right, clear evidence that the driving behavior and the copious amounts of antisocial behavior that's documented on our social media pages, what we call Bahamian Twitter, what we call Bahamian Internet, what we call Lyndon Pinlan's Internet. Just scores and scores and scores, 20. So like, right, just scores of videos of people fighting. Scores of not just people fighting, because conflict is one thing, but scores of incidents where bystanders turn a personal conflict into a WWE match because their camera needs something to film. But really and truly, what we are seeing is a people that do not know how to effectively articulate their frustration to the people who they believe are the source of said frustration. And they're taking it out on everything and everybody. And that's a part of why I want to know what the Prime Minister is going to say tonight. Because you cannot disregard how what appears to be the total collapse of BPL is impacting the country. And see, when you say the total collapse of BPL, this is what you have to remember. BPL is already BEC 2.0. BPL is an attempt to resurrect BEC. And BGC is an attempt to resurrect BPL or in the alternate, an attempt to privatize the entity without formally privatizing the entity. And here's what I mean by formally. What I mean is that you don't actually have a conversation with your citizenry about one of its most essential, if not the most essential, national asset in the country, which is power, generation, and supply. Right? An attempt to privatize BPL, because it's BEC that's holding all the debt, right? You're only privatizing the assets while the citizens keep the debt, right? But it's not just that. I'm 50, and my entire conscious life, the running joke has been, in the Bahamas, your light bill will be the same as your mortgage or your rent. And for a brief period in time, we thought we had moved past that. We thought that we were on the path to economic stability and industry stability, right? We walked into an administration that told us they're going to reform everything. They had the best PR in the world. They made promises that I want to say that they made promises that just should not have been made. For it all to just flop and fall away. People are frustrated to the hilt. How do I know? Because sane, well-balanced people do not run red lights and stop signs with their children in the car. They do not drive recklessly, like without a seat belt, or driving while using their cell phone with their kids in the car. That is a clear indicator of psychological crisis. I don't know what the Prime Minister is going to say today, tonight at 8 p.m., but it better be good. Let's go to the text line. We got a happy birthday to Captain Dave Dorsett at Bahamas Air and to his mother, Evangelist Clara Dorsett, who celebrates tomorrow the 18th from all of us, the family. I can imagine that's the Dorsett family. Well, Auntie Clara and Cousin Dave, happy, happy birthday. Here's another text. The text says, I resign, close quote, and quote, why y'all can't behave and turn off the AC, close quotes. Another text, remember the COVID beach patrols? Imagine they establish an AC patrol and start arresting people for using AC between 3 and 10 p.m. and 10 p.m. and 3 a.m. The text said, when I started writing that text, I was joking, but by the time I finished writing the text, you started talking about Puerto Rico. Whew, yes, text, I hear you. Here's another text. Good morning, Miss Green. I hear they say, your boy. I paused for a second, text, because some people are going to think that it was very disrespectful of me to read your full text and refer to the Prime Minister as your boy. But when Kyle Wilson said, we didn't vote for Christina Alstom, we voted for Brave Davis, right? That sounded like a your boy kind of situation. Prepared to tell the public who the ghost investors are in BGC / Island Grid, then cheapers he just stay home. Because one of the things that people want to know is what is the current composition of the special purpose vehicle entity called BGC, given the quick, like contractually quick, because 25 minus 2 is 23 years, sort of removal of Island Grid Solutions from the entity. Yep, I think that's an important one. Here's a text. The PM will say whatever The Minister of Propaganda writes for him to say, I wonder, text her. Slide in the text line again and tell me who you think the Minister of Propaganda is. Here's a text. Aaron, you know many of the now older drivers could or might be the same ones who were reckless young drivers on our streets. Think about that. Oh, no. I'm thinking about it. I believe you. I am believing you. Last week when we were talking about the hair conversation, and producer, let's prep the caller. When we were talking about the hair conversation, right, I wanted to ask the question, if this code of standards, right, has been so effective, and if its purpose is to inculcate discipline, right, entrench discipline into the students, then what happened to all of these older people who've come through the same system and based on their driving behavior don't seem to have any discipline at all? But let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Ms. Green, I left here a while ago, about an hour ago, to go down on Blue Road to get some oil and gas treatment to clean my park in Pride Estate.
I got you. But Sparky,
and I pull
Sparky,
into this
Sparky,
place
Sparky,
now.
Sparky,
there's
Sparky,
four
Sparky, Sparky,
handicapped. Hello?
Hi.
There's four handicapped spots. The big blue, white, and saying handicapped parking.
Mm-hmm.
In the front of the four handicapped, there's four big yellow, orange cones now, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's no security out there. The security inside catching the air conditioning because it's hot outside.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I pull up there, and I got a wheelie walker similar to a wheelchair. But the cone there, I got to park, get out the car, get to my wheelie walker, go and move the cone myself.
I got you.
To park in the handicapped spot.
I got you. Sparky, I know exactly what's happening in that situation. So the security officers use the cones in an attempt to prevent people who do not have disability badges, right, from parking in the spot. See, a lot of people are confused on what that spot, who is entitled to use that spot. A lot of older people think just being old or older entitles them to park in that spot. Some people think like just being 70, just being 75, just being 80 entitles you to park in that spot. It doesn't. It doesn't. There's a strict protocol for access to those spots. You must have a badge. The badge must be clearly displayed on your vehicle. Right? There's a protocols. So the security officers put the cones there in an attempt to prevent people who should not be parking there from just sliding in. Right? Because once you're in, it's difficult to get you out. Unfortunately, they cannot afford to assign a security guard just for that task. I mean, there should be some state subsidy, but they can't, right? So the cones are an attempt to prevent people from parking where they shouldn't park. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Right, okay. In defense of the people who park in the handicap, right? According to, I was on the road on the weekend, right, and mm-hmm. I discovered there were over 14 different accidents in 14 different places, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how we drive, right, a lot of people are mentally handicapped.
Yep.
So they really fit the category on parking in them spots, you know, because something got to be wrong how we drive.
There's absolutely something wrong.
Something got to be wrong. Something got to be wrong. Either something in the chicken, in the air, in the...
Something's in our mind.
How we drive. What is the problem? It's just absolutely disgusting.
Something's in our minds, right? I think, okay, see, for me, this conversation is so relevant, right? There's a connection between regard how we treat stop signs on the road and how
we stop at stop lights.
And how we treat other stop signs in our personal lives, in our community life, and in our professional lives. There's an increase in sexual violence, and I think there's a correlation between the increase in sexual violence, the increase in antisocial behavior on the roads, and the increase in antisocial behavior generally, right? The most fascinating place to start for me is the driving behavior, because people act like I paid for this car and I could do what I want on the road. The fact that the police are not enforcing traffic controls and also committing the same traffic controls that the drivers are committing, and not just that, but that they are observing the breaking of the traffic controls, not responding to them, doing the same thing after the driver, right? The other car, the cars behind the police, then do the very same thing the driver in front of the police did, and the police do nothing. I spent the last week just watching police officers ignore infraction after infraction after infraction. And nobody has made the link between the lack of the visible lack of enforcement and the drastic escalation in antisocial behavior on the road. And antisocial behavior on the road is not just an accidental, oh, I forgot to use my turn signal. It is a, I refuse to use my turn signal, regardless of the impact it may have on other drivers on the road.
Ms. Green, I ain't gonna lie to you. They might as well just take the turn signals out of every single car in Nassau, because no one uses it. I don't even think people even know the turn signal is useful.
It's an offense.
Second of all, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I found out? That the minute people are being disengaged from getting a bank loan to own a car, the driving has become worse. Remember when you spend $25,000 for the bank? So you take care of your car. You making sure that car ain't get hit, right? Now you in one little ISO draw, you hit that, you buy two more car. Your sister, brother, marshaled them two cars, so you buy four more.
Cousin, I spent years explaining the small car phenomenon, right? There's a song by one boy named Red's Father Ninja. Bahamian boy, y'all know him. Called Small Car. Anyway, the small car phenomenon is very clearly outlined, right? When you go to Japan, and you can land a car in New Providence for $3,000 flat, right? $3,000, and with $3,500, $4,000 easily you're on the road. For some people, it's $3,000. For $3,000, the car is landed, is licensed. Maybe it'd have to be insured to get licensed, right? It's insured. But if you buy a car the traditional way, you're buying a $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, $35,000 car, you got to go to the bank. And so now you formed a relationship between the bank, and the car dealership. And every month, you got to go hail up. Every month, you got to go hail up the bank manager and the car dealership. And every month, they want to look at you and get a sense that their car in good condition. That monthly check-in is what moderates people's behavior. Because it reminds them, I don't own this car yet. And if I mash this car up, I still got to pay for it and figure out how to get another car. So the buying the car the traditional way had a moderation element in it, because you had to go see the bank manager once a month. You had to go see the bank manager and the car dealership, they want their things once a month. And I hear people say it. When I buy this car, I hit it. I could just get another one.
I tell you.
Mash it up. I could just get another one. The most disturbing thing, sir, cousin, uncle, the most disturbing thing, these are senior people, 60s, 50s, 60s, 70s. These are people who are supposed to have sense. Are obviously so compromised, whether it's financial crisis, or which can lead to psychological crisis, that we get people on the road that are driving like they are suicidal. Because what you mean, there's traffic that on the straightway, on Shirley Street, that has the right of way, and you're going to slide through your stop sign. You're not going to stop at the stop sign. You're not going to acknowledge the rate of speed on the road that you're trying to enter. You're going to slide into the roadway at 7 miles an hour. But no, you slide in nice and fast, and then you drop your speed. And then you insist that everybody behind you is the person who's in the wrong. And if they want to do anything else, they might as well try fly over your car. Which is what you see people having to do on the road every day now. They get to fly over the car. That's why they end up on its head as a tax. Aaron, this government better not play around because they will find out the hard way. Never try to take away our electricity or AC. That's war. He better be giving out resignations like Oprah Winfrey. You get a letter. You get a letter. And you get a letter. Ah, I got you, Texter. I got you, Texter. Aaron, you sure the propaganda specialist wasn't? Oh. Ooh. So let's do the math. All of them entitled even to BPM. The speech may be that some people need to resign after keeping us swamped in darkness from BPL to the judicial system. If this ain't muck, I don't know what it is. I got you, Texters. I got you, Texters. All right, so the question is, what will the PM say tonight, right, to his little children? Because sometimes it feels like they consider us their little children that don't need to know nothing. They're going to make all the decisions on our behalf. Good little children. So the next question I want to ask is, to the parents, what are you teaching your children? What parents, what are you teaching your children? I saw a disturbing video this weekend of a small child that was hit by a car. I want to say clearly, that small child don't know how to cross the road. I can't determine by the video exactly how old that child is, so I don't want to get into the details of the incident that we saw in video, but it leads me to ask the question, exactly, parents, what are you teaching your children? Like, are you legitimately teaching them how to cross the road? We're going to go to the phone line. I'm going to get back to that. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron, what's up, man?
Everything's good. How you do?
I listen to you read these texts, right?
Uh-huh.
And if people are looking for the prime minister to ask someone to resign or to fire someone,
uh-huh,
don't waste your time, man.
You don't think so? You don't think?
When Keith Bell was getting an immigration, like, for entry, did he fire him or ask him to resign?
No, I with you. And I listen, I with you. When the police... When the police asked Kirk Cornish to present himself for questioning and it took an extraordinary amount of time, he didn't get fired either for disregarding the principles of the Westminster system.
Okay, then.
I got you, but...
Not just that. When the boy allegedly raped the girl at Abaco, did he ask him to resign?
I just said that, and I said it so neatly. Yeah. Why you had to say it like that, man?
Don't
say it like that.
People understand what we're talking about. I'm a pretty enough.
I got you, but we got to be careful.
There's people looking for the prime minister to ask someone to resign or to fire someone. No, that ain't going to happen. The prime minister is going to continue doing what he usually do. He's going to pass the blame to the... pass the buck onto the FNM.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to accept responsibility. They're going to come with more excuses with no solutions.
Mm-hmm.
That's excuses. We don't want to hear no. We want to know exactly what is happening, what happened. We want to know how you're going to fix it. We want to know how much it's going to cost to fix.
Mm-hmm.
We want to know when you're going to fix it. And we want you to give us a deadline. So we want solutions,
okay,
not excuses.
I got you. Another question, quick question. Do you think we're going to see a shuffle? See, because I pointed out at the beginning of this new term, looking at the composition of the new ministries, right? That it used to be what, energy and utilities? Now it's energy, aviation. No, it used to be energy and transport. Now it's energy, aviation, and utilities, right?
Right.
I think nation, it got to be this one because you got this... not just a major crisis, but you walked yourself into the crisis by making grand promises that sensible people could not buy into, right? Then we have the aviation sector where you legitimately, like, was refusing to answer questions in a very subtle and savvy way, right? When media asking you about the flight, right? The election day crash. So you have aviation and energy. And then you have utilities, right, which in my area, the progress that we got was whenever there's a major outage, BPL outage, it's a complementary BTC outage that comes with it, right?
Right.
Like, that's all three parts of a portfolio falling apart.
Well, let me share something with you. Let me remind you about something.
Mm-hmm.
the minister was the same minister.
Hold on. Don't say it. I think I know what you was going to say, right? But that's just a bag of allegations, right? Because there was a minister, there's allegedly a minister that was allegedly in a car, that was allegedly on a carnival route, that allegedly hit a police officer. And the Police Staff Association allegedly acknowledged that the incident happened and allegedly stood 10 toes behind the alleged police officer that was allegedly hit. And then all of a sudden, apparently and allegedly, the same officer, right? The Minister of National Security at the time, right, gave us a whole rundown on the status of that officer. And if I had an alleged lawyer, I would allegedly address what the minister allegedly said about me, right? But I definitely don't have a lawyer. So there's that. Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
What's going on? How you doing this morning?
I am okay. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Hope you had a good weekend.
I get beat up by a star fruit tree.
Star fruit?
Yeah, star fruit and season, well, people.
That's a coincidence, because I on Saturday, I also picked some star fruit, too.
Nice.
Nice.
Star fruit ginger lemonade.
How you know so good, Mr. Man?
Good.
How you know so good?
That's what I do.
You asked about what we expect from the Prime Minister's speech?
Yes.
Same old BS.
Thank you. We get ended there. I got you. Maybe call back. Don't use the acronym anymore, please. But I feel you. Okay. The text says, as we go to the break, I think the hypothesis is flawed. Who are these people who don't have $1,000 in the bank but every 3 months can find $3,000 for a Japanese car? It does not follow. If someone says it, it's pure bravado. The majority of persons buying Japanese cars buy them for a reason. Very simply, it is what they can afford. What they cannot do is afford to replace a car every few months with a three-month wait time. We are in a Japanese car economy. Texter, give us some more theory on your Japanese car economy. See, I don't know where they find in the money, but they are finding it. And on that note, on the other side of the break, right, a question. If an environmental levy is charged for the importation of every car has its own environmental levy, what is that environmental levy being used for? Should it be used to ensure that derelict vehicles, once they are no longer roadworthy, are disposed of properly? On the other side of the break, you're on the clock with Aaron. It's star fruit season, green. We'll be right back.
Running low on summer funds? Squeeze every drop of fun out of your summer with Fidelity Personal Loan. From backyard upgrades to family getaways, Fidelity is here to help. Call 356-7764 today.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
As the summer days wind down, a new school year begins. Grab your checklist and head on over to Kelly's House and Home for their 20% off back to school sale, except on net items, now through September 2nd. They have everything you need, like Toto, JanSport, and character backpacks, lunch boxes, composition books, pens, pencils, calculators, and more. Spend $50 or more on school supplies and you could win one of two gift baskets, bicycles, a laptop computer, or a Crayola-filled stocking. Catch Kelly's House and Home's back-to-school sale now through Tuesday, September 2nd.
Orthopedics, where movement becomes medicine and treatments become triumphs. At Cleveland Clinic, it's more than just repairing what's broken. It's how we put ourselves back together to reconstruct and restore the things that give us life. The future of orthopedics is already in motion. For every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
In my blood and I got a Lutra in my soul, cause my mom from Long Vegas and my father come from Liverpool.
But I was born in BMH and I grew up on Carmichael Road. I've been a CB, Bethel Senior High, I ain't never switched to code, no. Now I's a big man, now I's get loose on the stage. Well, my the sick, I spent so much.
Good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back to On the Clock. It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Producer, I forget. I didn't want to know. I didn't want to know who won the Great Escape giveaway, because then I may beg them to take me on the trip. But I got to, tomorrow, we got to make sure we share the love and share the joy for the Guardian Great Escape giveaway winner. Let's get back to the show. Here's a text. None of the solutions they put in front of us fix the transmission and distribution problem. Solar, LNG, new substation, and clearly the people who put the proposal to the government had no understanding of the problem they claim to be fixing. The only solution is to get 25 to 30% of consumers off the electrical grid for basic power supplies at Japanese car costs, i.e. what people can afford. Puerto Rico, after years of solutions for a fragile grid, is now accepting this reality. Boy, Texter, you say the only solution is to get 25 to 30% of consumers off the electrical grid. I don't hear nothing about energy lockdowns. Morning, Miss Green. I'm very sorry to hear that you were beaten up by a star fruit tree, but my question to you is, why wasn't the raccoons getting the fruits for you? Do you know that there's a fruit mafia in this country? There is a fruit mafia in this country. Like, the difference in price between, like, sometimes I'm lucky we could find a farmer and you could go pick and they'll give you a price for what you pick. Sometimes we're blessed with people who have trees and can't manage the prolific production. So when it's a prolific year, we come in and we harvest some for them and then we get to keep some. But you ever tried to buy whole, you ever tried to like buy in bulk from a local fruit vendor? Like they don't even know what the word wholesale means. So no, the raccoons, I tell you, they get Barack Obama. I can post a picture to my Facebook wall when I go on to check my Gnab tree. I see this piece of paper on the ground say Barack Obama. I say they bring legal representation. Well, I ain't playing with the raccoons, buddy. Here's a text. Puerto Rico's government is accelerating a solarization program to get consumers off the failing electrical grid. The program brings together the nonprofits, grants, and international vendors to make the installations cost effective. I suggested this approach a few weeks ago before finding the Puerto Rico case. Well, listen, for a couple of decades, right, I pointed out that BC has an issue because, yes, they want to encourage consumers to use solar, right? But, there's like a threshold. What's the percentage of consumers they can lose before the entity collapses because the consumers that are left cannot afford the rates, right? The rates as calculated with the smaller sort of client footprint. And Texas says, yes, it'll affect their revenue. They will be forced to streamline outrageous spending like a normal company and cut the abomination of this, of all these things. I don't know if that's going to happen. Here's a text. A way they find the money to purchase Japanese goods is by joining ASUS. Yeah. Right? They use a traditional saving mechanism. They don't put the money in the traditional bank. They get their draw, and then they have the period of the ASU to pay into it. That's one of the ways. But that is the small car phenomenon. It's the absence of the moderator, the element that moderates drivers' behavior, and that element is the monthly check-in with the bank manager / car dealership. Good morning, Ms. Green. Why are we acting like the address would be live? They already pre-recorded that from last evening, and if not, would the press be there to ask questions? Okay, so let me rephrase that. If the press is not available to ask questions, like if there's no press in the room, then maybe we could surmise that it was a recording. But I don't think they would do that to us. I don't think they would do that to us. I don't think they would just give us a preview. Y'all think this is Minnesota's administration? Hey, this is not Minnesota's administration. Here's a text. Texas says the only power issue we have is that this, and they use the word lousy administration, is in power. I'm going to tell you this issue extends beyond administrations. This is not just a PLP problem, although it sure does look shinier and brighter now that the PLP are in power. But don't think that this is just a PLP issue. All right, we got a few minutes left in the show. There's some headlines, but there's this story I want to touch on. Hopefully tomorrow we're going to talk about what the Prime Minister says tonight. We're definitely going to talk about that. We're going to touch tomorrow the headline, employee salary leak atrocious. Wilson says, okay, the subheading is slightly different. Employee salary leak atrocious. That's a quotation mark. And I am going to speculate without a deep dive that it is Belinda Wilson that said that. I agree. The employee salary leak is an atrocious. You cannot be disregarding the rules and the protocols to gain some sort of petty political point in the public domain. I also remember when Simon Wilson at that OPM press briefing blurted out information that would that not be the same thing? Like information about an employee, right? Like in an inappropriate space. Do we really take it seriously? Are we taking this seriously? Are we taking these sorts of leaks seriously? I don't know. We can talk about that tomorrow. I hope the Prime Minister addresses that matter as well. Producer, let's go to the phone line quickly. Tomorrow, I'd love to talk about CARICOM election report flags, xenophobic rhetoric. But I'm going to read the Guardian article. CARICOM election observers recommend campaign finance independent parliamentary registration department. Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Yeah, I don't know, have you noticed that some of the avocado trees didn't bear at all this year? And if they did, some everything dropped off. Did you notice that?
Yes, it's not that they didn't bear. I think it is when the winds hit. So I don't think the trees got sufficient water to hold the blossoms by the time the wind hit. And I saw some that
didn't bear at all, that didn't even blossom. But what I wanted to touch on the traffic model is... you know, the other day I said a guy forced me off of the road to avoid a collision, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so there's damage. And so the question is, in an instance like that, in a situation like that, you're left to pay for it. So, I mean, what's the reason for these cameras when nothing is being done to impede or curtail reckless driving? It's really sickening, you know. It's a lot of damage there. You have to go and spend it, you know. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying that the guy just said, I think he's a BPL worker, but it was obviously the damage. Sometimes you wonder if you should just let him hit you. But what sense does that make? But it's a no win situation. There's no point in buying an expensive car because it doesn't make sense. It between the roads and the imbeciles, can you make sense of it? It doesn't make sense. Have a good day.
Well, look,
Ms. Green, hello.
Yes.
Another thing is too, as it relates to these dire-elect vehicles, right?
Yeah.
Broken down vehicles. What happened is, I don't know if there's a mandate in which, before they even go, or if they go to the junkyard, if the guys are mandated to let the gasoline out of the tanks and the oil out of the engines, which mm-hmm. compounds the problem with fires when they do break out. So I don't know if that's their mind up.
Absolutely.
Surprise. If you need ordinances, give thanks.
That's right. And I assume that things like the environmental levy would go toward creating and operating a facility where all derelict vehicles, when towed, have to stop there so that you could drain all the fluids out of the vehicle and store them appropriately before the vehicle is taken to a salvage yard, right? Or a parts yard. I thought that's what was going to happen. Producer, let's take this call. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm fine. All of this discarding of these things brought in the country. We don't make fridge and stove and air condition and cars and equipment and everything in this country, right?
Right.
Okay. You know, in Switzerland, you know, they just put the tax on each of those things, disposable tax on it before it come in the country. You got to pay it up when you clear it.
Right, and that's the purpose. That's one of the purposes of the environmental levy.
Right. Mm-hmm. So if they do that, before your car, your fridge, your stove, anything, radio, telly, all of these components. If you pay it up front, then you have called for it to be picked up.
That's what
So the politics they play in here with this for people to make money. The government gets that money up front before, as you clear it,
yeah.
The tax is on it. That is why Switzerland is so clean compared to this little.
Man, and I like in this new one by Johnny K. Guy's trying to give us a new sense, a new lease on life. Okay, last text, no more calls. I got one more headline. Someone leaked a copy of the PM speech. Here it is. My fellow Bahamians. Boy, no care. No, we can shut the whole thing down for me saying my fellow Bahamians. Don't watch nothing. But the rest just say blah, 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 blah. Don't watch nothing. I wasn't going to read anything. Boy, look at my producers looking at me, and I don't blame him. That's his job. Good day. If you think that this government won't disrespect us with a pre-recorded address, I have two bridges for sale, lightly used, but still in good order. Aaron, I tuned this PM right out. I only been paying attention to PM minutes. He is hilarious. After minutes gone, I stopped listening. I thought you was listening to him now. Like his post-prime ministerial career as a comedian. This guy, because his political satire is great. It is great stuff. Hey, any of them contractors dig up the road? I know somebody looking, waiting to dig up the road. Aaron, for that to happen, duty and VAT have to be relaxed. We can't afford too much taxes. We got tax for everything. No, we're not being taxed sufficiently. I'll agree with that. However, given what appears to be a refusal, because you can't have that much intelligent people, smart people, and you can't do something as simple as this, right? We're concerned about how the taxes are being used and not used. That's our issue with more taxation. Aaron, I don't want no prepared speeches from the PM. I could hear him on the news. Tell him to bring his top people so the press, especially Mr. Kemp, could question them. Nothing like live speeches. PM too old for that. Did you see Sabas proposing a new government department to train and develop technologists? Will these people stop, please? You have UB, the NTA, the Digitization Unit, the National Statistical Unit. You do not need to spend additional money that we don't have duplicating efforts just for a picture in the paper. There are already more than enough avenues to train a cadre of technologists. You know any technologists who could build a data center? Because maybe that's what he's looking for. I'm just saying. Okay, last headline before my producer cuts my own mic. So I saw this headline this weekend saying that the one and only Grammy-nominated rapper and producer Manny Fresh, right, is going to be performing at John Batiste Jazz Club weekend coming August 19th and 20th, right? And I know Manny Fresh. I know this boy. I grew up with his music. And then I remembered seeing this story online. Manny Fresh says he, Manny Fresh, made the hook for Head the Dogs Out. It's an article in a magazine called Complex, 16th of November, 2024. Manny Fresh claims that he wrote the hook to Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baha Men by accident. Say, by accident. He said he was in the studio, quote, I was programming something in the studio, and the dudes who made that song, they walked in like, bro, could you help us with a song? Manny recalled. I was just like, I'm busy doing something right now, and they were just like, give us a hook. So I just go like, who let the dogs out? Who? And I closed the door. Like, man, get the expletive out of here. I just want to say, hey, you, at Immigration and Customs, y'all interview this boy about that. I don't know if that's against the rules. Don't pull a Gaston Browne. Don't pull a Gaston Browne. But what I'm saying is, I don't believe that's true. In fact, I found a clip by the person who created that song that Baha Men asked to use it, to turn it into a platinum, multi-platinum hit, right? And I talk to people in Baha Men, and they tell me, no, that is not the truth. That is not the truth. So I just need y'all to understand something. If Manny Fresh get on the stage in the Bahamas and say he, by accident, give Baha Men the hook for Who Let the Dogs Out, y'all just caw-caw or something, so I could come there and ask him, say, what, Manny Fresh? Say, what? These are very important things. We can't just let people be out here saying anything about us. Somebody need to respond to this formally. Formally. From Baha Men. Yeah, Maria, new ministry of heritage, culture. I'll say something before this guy comes to Nassau. Because we from Nassau. This boy ain't from Nassau. He could come be our friend. But you ain't from Nassau, but you guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next. Stay tuned. Have a great day.
You should know what's how he's round. The hustle ain't never a stop. You better move on away like a cow. You know it's true, we be shutting it down. I'm from the capital, saying it proud. If you from the city, I want you to shout. Sing it aloud, oink. Big Daddy, I from.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.